thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, compassionate viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiaSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouy on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom on Green Island. Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV. And Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. And Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Taiyi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaio Cable TV. In Erenet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tengo Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In the Han Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Ta Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzug and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himar Cable TV. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunbad Company. In Sanchen City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. in Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, in Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, Acelera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrera, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tipiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com. With high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Africa allocates $5 million to enhance green public areas. In veg news, South Korean groups come together to call for a transition to an earth-saving animal-free diet. In animal welfare news, a kind Indian couple has been feeding dogs, cows, monkeys, and birds every day for 24 years. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 10th, is the day of Portugal Camões and the Portuguese communities, a national holiday honoring the life of Mr. Luís de Camões, a renowned poet of the country, and commemorates his passing in 1580. Mr. de Camões is most well known for As Lusíadas, considered the national epic poem, which pays homage to Portugal's rich history. Located west of Spain, adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean, Portugal contains the largest surviving remnant of the very rare Laura Silva forest type. It is situated in the Laura Silva of Madeira, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, and is recognized as a center of plant diversity with many exceptional and endemic species. Famous Portuguese individuals include distinguished singer and songwriter Ms. Dulce Pontes, 1998 Nobel Literature Laureate Mr. José Saramago, and legendary film director Manuel de Oliveira. May the talented people of the nation have a festive day of Portugal Camões and the Portuguese communities.
YN News. Cyclone Fet inundates Gujarat state in India. Torrential rains packed with gusty winds and lightning from Cyclone Fet swept Gujarat state on Sunday, June 7th. Four people lost their lives in the Cooch district, while Porbandar district personnel rescued five crew members from a stranded ship. Other districts across the state were also drenched in up to 75 millimeters of rain overnight as the tropical cyclone weakened into a low-pressure area, with some low-lying regions becoming waterlogged. According to state government officials, members of the National Disaster Response Force and the State Reserve Police are staying to monitor the affected regions. We are grateful for the rescue and safety measures of the Indian officials, as our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones. Wishing the storm-affected a soon return to their regular day-to-day lives as we strive to better safeguard the planet through more caring, eco-stabilizing ways.
Torrential rains across Turkey disrupt lives. Incessant rains since last Saturday, June 5th, have cost the life of 45-year-old municipal worker Mevlut Majit, who had been trying to rescue vehicles stuck in floodwaters. In Istanbul, the overflowing of Karbagladere River blocked traffic and stranded vehicles in some places. As the Ornik River also breached its banks in Istanbul's Atasahir district, damaging homes and businesses, some residents in the city of Bulu left their flooded homes to seek shelter in a local sports center. Schools were closed for public safety, and officials asked that residents avoid traveling outdoors as much as possible during the heavy rains. Our appreciation, Turkish officials, for your concerned actions. We are saddened to know of the loss of Mr. Mevlut Majit and pray for the protection of the storm-affected residents. With heaven's blessings, may such extreme conditions subside as we treat each other and the earth with greater kindness.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Japanese Prime Minister inaugurated. In a ceremony on Tuesday, June 8th, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan was officially sworn in by His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Japan. As he took the oath of office, the new premier pledged his efforts toward the country's revival and rebuilding of financial health as he also introduced six new cabinet members. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshida Sengoku said, "Prime Minister Kan has appointed the ministers mindful of the need to form a government with professionalism, very clean politics, and the ability to govern." Your Excellency Prime Minister Kan, we respectfully congratulate your new role. May your leadership be graced with courageous kindness and wisdom in serving the highest goals of the Japanese people.
Philippine President Macapagal Arroyo honored with Shining World Leadership Award. On June 7, 2010, a cultural program was held in Manila, Philippines, as a tribute to the nation's beloved President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo and her service to citizens' welfare. Organized by the National Commission for Culture and Arts, the Cultural Preservation Branch of the Philippine Government, the Heart to Heart Show highlighted people's testimonies of gratitude for Her Excellency's dedicated efforts throughout the years.
Deeply in our hearts, we thank Pangulong Gloria for all those things, for the food that they have given us during those times that were hopeless.
She has been supportive of the process of democratization of the right to culture, reaching out to vulnerable groups, to the marginalized, from the indigenous in the mountains to people in prison or victims of war and trauma.
President Macapagal Arroyo has been long admired for her people-oriented leadership, with many accomplishments in providing for fellow citizens' needs through infrastructure improvements, food and agricultural expansion, a sustainable environment, and educational opportunities for all in the country.
She believes that if you want to empower the nation, you should empower the people. The president has really served her people well.
I am very pleased that President Arroyo has made such good progress.
For For these caring achievements, Supreme Master Ching Hai recently honored Philippine President Macapagal Arroyo with the Shining World Leadership Award. The National Commission for Culture and Arts invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to attend the tributary program. Sending a representative from our association to present the award on her behalf, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep apologies for being unable to attend such an esteemed occasion in person and sent her love and special congratulations to President Macapagal Arroyo.
That's one of the best awards because it says here that award defines the president. She's really a shining star.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has always had a special place in her heart for the Philippine people, thanking the nation, for instance, when it welcomed Olaxese or Vietnamese refugees with much-needed safe haven. Supreme Master Ching Hai has sent immediate financial aid to the Philippines, along with her association's relief teams, to assist after natural disasters.
In addition, she has made contributions to Philippine charitable, peace, and artistic causes. For her philanthropic and planet-saving efforts, the Philippine government and organizations have honored Supreme Master Ching Hai with numerous awards. On November 22, 2006, Her Excellency President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo presented the prestigious Gusii Peace Prize to the world-renowned humanitarian, spiritual teacher, and artist.
3.5 years later, in celebration of the same ideal for a better world, Her Excellency accepted the Shining World Leadership Award in the presence of dignitaries, national media, and grateful co-citizens from all sectors and parts of the country, with the ceremony being aired live to millions of viewers by the Philippine National Broadcasting Network.
That award from Supreme Master is also an added honor to our dear president because that is an international award. Therefore, she is not only the leader of our country, but the leader in the international air arena. And we are very thankful to the Supreme Master for giving her that award.
The following is an excerpt of the video presentation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter of appreciation to the President.
This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding governance, your visionary ideals, and for the strength and courage you displayed in your efforts to uplift the nation. Endowed with security and economic stability, your enlightened wisdom has brought prosperity, peace, and untold blessings, creating a brighter future for Filipinos. For compassionately striving for a world filled with understanding, love, and tolerance, and for being an exemplary model of a true leader, we hereby applaud and celebrate the noble deeds of Your Excellency, the Right Honorable Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, the 14th President of the Republic of the Philippines. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Almost in tears because somebody from the world recognizes the good achievements of our leader and president, no other than President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. Congratulations to our president.
Our respectful accolades and congratulations, Your Excellency President Macapagal Arroyo, honored recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award. May your nation and her blessed people flourish evermore.
Save our planet, world's worst chemical disaster still affecting people after 25 years. In a federal court ruling on Monday, June 7th, seven former executives of an international chemical company were sentenced for what has been called the most devastating chemical disaster ever, which occurred when the highly deadly methyl acetyonate leaked from a pesticide factory on the night of December 3rd, 1984 in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Over 40 tons of the poisonous gas were reported to have entered the surrounding community, with an immediate death toll of at least 3,800 and possibly up to 8,000 people.
It is also estimated that some 20,000 have died subsequently. Tragically, the effects of the event go on to this day, with 50,000 plus residents who are permanently disabled or with chronic illnesses such as kidney damage, liver damage, as well as cancer and birth defects. Officials in Madhya Pradesh state, as well as the families of victims, continue to seek help in coping with the still toxic effects of the chemical, which has not been properly cleaned from the area. A panel of legal experts plan to appeal the case to India's High Court.
Our appreciation for the efforts of all who are bringing attention to this shocking disaster as we join in mourning the loss of precious lives. Our sorrow also for the suffering victims, as we pray that this reminder motivates us all to swiftly turn to sustaining actions that protect lives in our fragile ecosphere.
Save our planet. South Korean officials pledge to be veg one day a week. A seminar was recently held in Gwangju, South Korea, inviting government officials and educators to consider implementing a vegan policy in schools. It was organized by a coalition of civil groups called Hope Group Meal Alliance for a Green World, who share the goal for creating healthier, low-carbon school meals for children.
Invited South Korean parliament members and others signed a document pledging to be veg themselves while formally promoting the lifestyle.
In addition to lectures given on the relationship between climate change and diet, presentations were given by Dr. Wei Zhongbi from Formosa's or Taiwan's National Changhua University on the successful precedents in Formosa's vegan school meal policies, and Dr. Hwang Seong-su, a South Korean vegan neurosurgeon who has helped patients reverse chronic disease by adopting animal-free diets.
사람은 고기, 생선, 계란, 우유를 먹으면 안 됩니다. 줄여서 될 문제가 아니고 아예 안 먹어야 되죠.
음식을 생활 습관으로 하는 것보다는 채식 위주로 하는 것이 건강을 위해서 그리고 지구 온난화를 줄이기 위해서도 매우 중요한 것이다.
Outside the Chunnam National University venue, college students urged the public to pledge to try veg while offering free tasty veg hamburgers. Our association members were also invited to cook free hot vegan meals on site.
진짜 맛있네요.
우리나라를 아파하는 지구와 나의 몸을 살리기 위해 주의를 완전 채식을 실천하겠습니다.
Our appreciation, honorable South Korean legislators, groups, and citizens who are determined to ensure both health and a sustainable future for our children. May all responsible schools and governments adopt the win-win solution of adopting plant-based fare.
In a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai encouraged educators and dignitaries toward the earth-saving organic vegan diet to save the planet.
You have taken the first step by declaring to be organic vegan one day a week. I thank you for that again. And now with this same courageous spirit, please be veg every day of the week, or just another 6 days. That is very simple. Because organic vegan is the only way we can save the planet. There's nothing else, no other green power can protect us in this crucial moment of danger. Please wake up and wake everybody else up before our house is burnt down. Together we will win. Together we will save this planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Save our planet. Scientists find that apes in Europe 9 million years ago became extinct due to climate change, warning of the current danger to the Earth as they point out that humans can eliminate biodiversity much more rapidly.
Save our planet. Greenpeace and the European Renewable Energy Council report that a switch to green energy sources could result in the creation of 12 million jobs by 2050, with 95% of all energy obtained sustainably.
Save our planet. Wildlife officials in Malaysia save two malnourished, endangered baby pygmy elephants found on Borneo Island, one two-year-old and one only 6 months of age, saying that they will be given a permanent home at a wildlife sanctuary in Sabah.
Save our planet. A Kuwaiti naval diving team removes discarded nets from coral reefs at depths of up to 4 meters in waters off Kubar Island east of the Kuwaiti coastline, saving the lives of many marine animals.
Greetings everyone, I'm Buna the Fathawella. It's an animal-free diet for me. Today I have a safety tip. If you are using an extension ladder for any of your home projects, there is a good rule to remember to prevent injuries. For every 1.2 meters between the ground and the upper contact point, such as a roof or a wall, move the base of the ladder out one-third of a meter. Take care, thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg. Going green and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, South Africa allocates over $5 million for tree planting in the northern province. The National Department of Environmental Affairs has funded the Greening Limpopo project, in which trees will be seeded at government buildings, schools, and clinics. In addition, widespread street cleanups will take place. Giani, a town in Limpopo, also received more than $1.8 million for its parks. Greater Giani Municipality Mayor Doris Mathabula said, "We hope to see Limpopo turning into a Garden of Eden. Our sincere appreciation, South Africa's Department of Environmental Affairs, for your commitment to a verdant ecosphere. May many nature-loving citizens of the region derive much joy from your laudable endeavor.
In Veg News, Southern Korean groups join to advocate for the Earth-saving diet. Meat-free Monday and coexistence of animal rights on Earth helped to host an event in Yeouido Park in Seoul, encouraging the adoption of the plant-based lifestyle. They were joined by the vegan organization Hanulwood. Citizens with their dog friends, celebrities and individuals promoting the meat-free diet, including our association members, attended. Flyers sharing information about the benefits of the veg diet were distributed by our association members. Adding to the festivities of the day were South Korean singers Meng Yuna and Soo, performing the song of renowned musician Sir Paul McCartney, Meat Free Monday. Meng Yuna also sang her song Green Tree. Our earnest thankfulness, all participants of this important event. May people far and wide soon transition to the vegan diet for a long-lasting and thriving planet.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitagarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitagarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Coming up, an Indian couple looks after the welfare of cows, dogs, monkeys, and more. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more healthy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, kind-hearted news for a benevolent world. In animal welfare news, a kind Indian couple shares their food with dogs, cows, and monkeys. Mr. Gamvant and Ms. Kiran Sundari Bethia, 58 of Kanpur, have been providing nourishment for nearby animal friends every morning for the past 24 years. In addition, birds, including peacocks, come visiting at their apartment window and are given sustenance. Mrs. Bethia also has been taking care of ill or injured horses, cows, and dogs, nurturing them back to health. Other individuals in the same complex have been inspired by the Bethia's compassionate example and have also began to feed the sweet animals. God bless you, Mr. Gunvan and Mrs. Kiran Sundari Bethia, and other caregivers for your gentle hearts. Our well-wishing animal cohabitants are surely very grateful for your loving care.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Dari, entitled Speeding.
پلیس ترافیک یک موتر را به خاطر سرعت زیاد در سرک استاد میکنه. وقتی جواز سیر را پرسان میکنه، راننده شروع به جر را بحث میکنه. چی؟ سرعت زیاد؟ اما ضابط صاحب، من فقط کوشش میکردم یک فاصله مناسب را بین موتر خود و موتر پشت سر حفظ کنم.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
您好，非常感谢无上师电视台精彩的节目加持。我目前在北京工作，吃严格纯净素食也已经几个月了。目前妻子和孩子也开始纯素，为了拯救我们美丽的地球，也是拯救我们自己。相信通过我们的努力，会有越来越多的有缘人士加入纯素的行列。中国，北京的观众。
Planet Cherishing Viewer, it is wonderful news that you are vegan, and your family has also transitioned to the compassionate lifestyle. Please keep sharing information that the low-emissions plant-based diet can save our treasured ecosphere. With the blessings of the Providence and all our love to you, your elevated family and all the spiritually minded people of China.
Do you have a heartline today? We will be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with everlasting faith, joy, and charity.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting after establishing peace for the first time in 25 years, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa speaks with Tamil minority leaders and pledges to find political solutions to address the group's concerns.
The Eurozone countries, which have adopted the euro as their sole currency, welcome Estonia, which will become the 17th member state of the Eurozone, effective 2011.
In a joint venture with the state-owned Moranbang Carbonated Fruit Juice Company, North Korea has produced a beverage that offers the beneficial properties of 60 different nutrients derived from over 30 plant species.
As European Parliament members call for an end to the Gaza blockade to improve humanitarian conditions in Palestine, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner suggests that the European Union assist in monitoring traffic and goods at certain Palestinian borders.
After realizing he mistakenly parked his police car in a handicap-designated spot, Police Chief Gene Wilson of Georgia, USA, asks a colleague to write him a parking ticket as he also issues an apology that is published in the local newspaper.
Botswana's President Seretse Khama Iyanakama meets with Cuban President Raul Castro during his visit to Havana, Cuba, to discuss enhancing their country's relations as well as broadening joint cooperation projects.
According to a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, breast cancer risk in postmenopausal women is reduced with a diet rich in lignans found in plant-based foods such as flax and sesame seed.
The 11th International Support Group for Afghanistan and Pakistan in Spain was attended by Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan for the first time, along with delegates from 31 other nations to discuss reconciliation and reconstruction in Afghanistan.
The University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, Michigan, USA, announces that starting this fall, smoking is prohibited at its football stadium.
Social affairs ministers in the European Union reach agreement on a plan to eliminate poverty by 2020 for 20 million people across the continent through initiatives that include boosting the employment rate by about 75%. For more details,
we thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.